and it is time for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library just up the road from us off of Estes Drive. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Pardon me.
It was fun with me doing the weather report and knowing that you had to cough the entire time. Drag out this weather report as long as humanly possible. And then on Thursday of next week.
Right. Keep it going, Aaron. I'm still coughing.
The humidity will be 47%, give or take a few. So what's going on?
It's good to be here this week. I was out at a middle school graduation last week, and 'tis the season, right?
Yeah.
So graduations and summer reading and hot weather, and sounds like June in Chapel Hill.
Pretty much, right?
But
also July, August, and September in Chapel
Hill. Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes October.
And, November occasionally.
Festival's always still hot.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But we're doing well. I heard you mention the drag story time that's coming up at the library. We had one at the Carborough Century Center last week. We are excited about that. Last Friday, we had the first of three Family Fun Fridays. So we had, we had Jonathan Bird and Certain Seas playing.
Nice.
And I couldn't make it, but folks said it was really fun. We had a food truck and people brought their chairs and blankets and frisbees and bubbles. So that's part of our summer reading program. Our summer reading program this year, over 1,000 people have signed up already.
Awesome.
It's very cool. We made two changes this year. One is rather than give the book as a prize at the end, we thought if we're really trying to encourage reading, what's more powerful than giving a kid a book at the beginning of the summer? So
all
when
right.
you sign up for summer reading, you get a free book thanks to our friends and our friends at Flyleaf. And this year, rather than prescribing that everybody reads 20 minutes a day, we shifted things up and we're asking people to think about their own goals and then set their own goals. So your goal might be to read 3 books this summer, or it might be to read that book that you never finished, or to reread something, or to read 40 minutes a day. So we've sort of shifted things up, and it's gotten very good response from folks.
Awesome. Do you find that people end up reading more when they get to set their own goals?
We don't know yet. So this is the first year we've done it. So we're going to ask folks to self-report on their goals, and we'll see how things are going.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's going on at the library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for that. ChapelHillArts.org for more on Chapel Hill community arts and culture. We've already mentioned Pride Month stuff going on all month long, including drag story time this Saturday. Also coming up this weekend is Juneteenth on Sunday with a big event at the Hargrave Center.
So this is going to be great. It's a really busy season when we sit and think about it. It's like Pride, Juneteenth, and then we go straight into fireworks. So my arts team is a little busy. So Juneteenth, I heard the interview with Reverend Campbell and Kaylee earlier this week. That was great. Juneteenth, this is a really new event for us, and it's an interesting approach to planning it because we brought together a whole bunch of folks. So this is a joint event of the towns of Carborough and Chapel Hill, the NAACP, the NAACP Youth Council, folks like Reverend Campbell and Rena, the Jackson Center, the school's Office of Equity. So we all got together and worked on this event. Of course, we did one last year that was more of a hybrid event. So we are excited to bring this back in person to Hargraves. The idea is that each year it will alternate between a site in Carborough and a site in Chapel Hill.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty cool. I think it's an event that will only continue to grow. But this year, let's see, it's from 2 till 6 at Hargraves. Weather looks good so far.
You got that one sweet spot day where it's not 150 degrees.
Yep. We have 4 different bands, the Poets Laureate from both Chapel Hill and Carborough. Lots of electeds and dignitaries will make some remarks from the stage. So that's all outside on the ball field. There'll be 3 food trucks, 2 or 3 ice cream trucks. We have a nonprofit fair. And then inside we'll have a small business fair, of which Kaylee will be at. And then in the gym, There'll be a basketball skills clinic and a performance by the Bouncing Bulldogs. Nice. So there's a lot packed in. Oh, and then there's also a kid zone with the circulator and some arts activities and face painting. So the goal, and I think we got really close, was to have 100% of the vendors, artists, everything from the company that made the stickers to the food trucks to the performers be Black.
Right.
And we got, I think, pretty darn close this year.
Very cool.
And it was really, you know, conceived of by the community. And then our role is to bring resources to it and help execute their vision. So it's been a lot of fun.
Was it in Carrboro last year? I remember it was a motorcade last year.
Last year, so last year there was, we did a, it was that COVID thing, the like reverse parade motorcade.
Yeah.
Then we had buskers on Franklin Street, and then we had some online content.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Then the NAACP Youth Council, who are an awesome group of young leaders, did a Juneteenth like food truck festival party at Carrboro Town Commons.
That's
so
right.
This year we got together and really engaged with Kendall, who's the president, who's an amazing young person, and really tried to see to bring the youth into planning this too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like last year, this time, the vaccination rate was still like 25%. We were still like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like a lot longer ago than just a year.
It does.
But
it does.
Yeah, that is 100% correct. All right. So that's coming up this Sunday on at the Hargrave Center. So head there in the afternoon for that. Speaking with Susan Brown, talking books, and with Juneteenth in mind, and also Father's Day on the exact same day, Sunday the 19th. Let's use those as our prompts for recommending books. What do we got?
So the last time I was on the show, our prompt was Pride.
Right.
And I said I didn't have a book. I had a list of books. And that's what I'm going to do
this
time.
Is this another time?
That old chestnut.
Fine.
I did want to highlight our staff at the library do such a great job of creating book lists, curating really, really thoughtful lists. So I was thinking about our prompt today, and I said, I bet the staff has done an awesome list. And they certainly have. So if you go to our website, look at staff picks. There's June staff picks for adults. I believe there's a kids list, too. And there's some really great titles on here. As I scan through, two that I can personally recommend that are on my shelves at home. One is On Juneteenth by Annette Gordon Reed. That came out last year. We actually did a virtual program with her
and
Flyleaf.
I remember that, yeah.
And it's a lovely small book of essays about Juneteenth and her perspective as a Black woman growing up in Texas and the history of the event, and then what's also still the work that is still left to be done. And then the other one that is on this list that I love is Jubilee, which is a cookbook, recipes from two centuries of African American cooking by an author named Tony Tipton Martin, who actually came, I think, to Chapel Hill. I think it was right before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful look at the history of African American cooking with some really great recipes. I've made the sweet potato pound cake from this many a time.
Nice.
So those are just two of the books on this great list from the library staff.
And ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the library's website. So if you want to check out the full list, you can go there. I'm going to recommend a kid's book, and this is a brand new one that is making the rounds. Local author who we know very well here at the station. He's been on the air a couple times, I think, now. Pierce Freelon, who just published his children's book, Daddy Daughter Day, about his relationship with his daughter, just a day in their life of getting up. And it's like, all right, we're going to devote the day to just hanging out, the two of us, and doing a whole bunch of fun activities, including like going to a demonstration and doing activism, and then just like enjoying an afternoon in the park.
Getting ice cream
and doing all of this. Yeah, it is a super, super fun book. It's really well illustrated, great writing. And it's a great just like little book about a dad and his daughter and their great relationship.
Yeah,
so
it's a beautiful.
Perfect for Juneteenth, perfect for Father's Day. So I'll recommend that one.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we've got today.
That's what we got. Hey, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more information on the library, including the list of their recommendations for June, Juneteenth event at the Hargrave Center on the afternoon of Sunday, the 19th. Head over there and check that out. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.